This is Ken Engel greeting you and wishing all our listeners a Happy New Year. Today's broadcast is an encouragement to read the Bible daily. We'd like to send you a Bible reading schedule so that you can read through the Bible in the new year. We'd like to send it to you as a gift. Our address, Chapel, Box 454, Abilene, Kansas. Now the Emmaus Bible Hour. Welcome to a special Emmaus Bible Hour. Yes, and a good morning to each one of you. To you and to you. Yes, and to you. When Elizabeth Barrett became the wife of Robert Browning, her parents disowned her because they disapproved of the marriage. Elizabeth, however, wrote home almost every week, telling her parents that she loved them and longed for a reconciliation. After 10 years, she received a huge box in the mail that contained all the notes that she had sent her parents. Not one had been opened. Although those love letters have become an invaluable part of classical English literature, it's really sad to think that they were never read by Elizabeth Barrett's parents. Had they looked at just one, the broken relationship might have been healed. That was a story I found in Our Daily Bread. You know, God has written a book to us. It's a book that tells of His love for us. Some of us neglect it almost as badly as Elizabeth's parents. Or we want others to read it to us and interpret it for us. Now, we don't have any problem reading a letter from someone who loves us. Remember those love letters? We would run to the mailbox, tear them open, and read them on the spot. Then we would read the words again, maybe several times before we answer that letter. My point is that that's the way we ought to read the Bible, a message of love to us. God so loved the world, that includes you, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Can you think of a greater message of love? And there's more in the Bible.
Give Him the glory, give Him the praise, sing out the story in different ways. He is the music, so sure and strong. We're just the singers of His song. Give Him the glory, give Him the praise, sing out the story in different ways. He is the music, so sure and strong. We're just the singers of His song. We've got a message we must share. Let's tell the good news to people everywhere. Let's keep it simple, let's make it plain that Jesus died and rose again and soon will come again. Give Him the glory, give Him the praise, sing out the story in different ways. He is the music, so sure and strong. We're just the singers of His song. Sing out the story, oh sing it loud and clear. If we don't sing it, the world will never hear. If we don't live it, the world will never see that Jesus Christ is bigger now and has the power to free. Yes, He has the power to free. Give Him the glory, give Him the praise, sing out the story
different ways. He is the music, so sure and strong. We're just the singers of his song. Give him the glory, give him the praise. Sing out the story in different ways. He is the music, so sure and strong. We're just the singers of his song. We're just the singers of his song. We're just the singers of his song.
Yes, and we find that music in the Bible. If God has sent a letter to us, and we believe he has, in the form of the Bible, then we have an obligation to find out about that music, to find out what he has said to us. And we suggest that we need this on a daily basis. Don't be content with a little Bible on Sunday. How about if you treated your physical body that way? Food only on Sunday, fasting the rest of the week. No, we have spiritual needs on a daily level. Here are some suggestions on a daily quiet time, gleaned from many sources. First, let's make it very clear that we're not talking about something that's easy, but we're talking about something that's essential. Set a time when you're going to meet with the Lord and the Bible. Put it on your calendar. Select the best time of the day, when you're at the peak of your ability. For most of us, this is early morning. And so as a starter, we suggest that you be there on time. Remember, he'll be there, even if you are not. Then find a quiet place. Try to be alone. Sometimes this is difficult, if not impossible. I remember in the army that it was not easy, in a barracks full of men. But the Lord will help in all of this. Next, let your heart be still. Be still and know that I am God, it says in the Bible. We should not rush into the presence of the Lord. Nothing should hurry us. This may require getting up a little earlier, throwing some cold water on your face, possibly doing a few calisthenics, and then open that great book, the Bible. Expect his presence. He will not disappoint you. He will show you new things in his word. And then always look for something especially for yourself. The quiet time is not for your neighbor, not for your family. It's for you. And then we'd like to suggest that you keep a logbook, a notebook, a journal. Just as pilots log their flights, you should log in a notebook your spiritual flight. Often later in the day, you'll realize I needed that lesson that I learned in my quiet time in the early morning.
Want him so. are all around. By searching they are found. Lady, have you lost it all? Life's secret. Lady, have you seen the sun? Lady, have you seen a star? Lady, have you looked for God? Lady, have you wondered why each venture that you tried has failed to satisfy? Lady, have you lost your way? Yet you've wandered on, not knowing where you've gone. For God is there for all to see, our hungering to see, to meet our deepest need. For God is there to show the way, to lead us ever upward, onward, into brighter, clearer days. Lady, have you paused to pray, or are you still too proud, defiantly?
Lately, have you looked for God? That's a good question. Lately, have you prayed? Read your Bible? This morning, we've been talking about the quiet time. Now, some people call it the morning watch. I've heard it called spiritual calisthenics, or the morning 7-up. The 7 has to do with 7 minutes with God. Well, what should we look for when we have a quiet time? I would suggest 3 questions. 1, what did I learn of the Son? Now, the Son we're talking about here is the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ. In almost every passage in the Bible, you'll learn something that speaks to you of Him, that reminds you of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1, what do I learn of the Son? Then 2, what do I learn that's new? The Bible is full of things that are new, fresh, exciting. You just can't exhaust its riches. 2, what do I learn that's new? And finally 3, what do I learn that's for me? Look for something practical for yourself. Like we said before, this is not for your neighbor or someone in your family. It's for you. Let me run that by again. 1, what do I learn of the Son? 2, what do I learn that's new? 3, what do I learn that's for me? By the way, did you notice they rhyme? 1, Son. 2, new.